Public Tax Committee to order. Good morning, Representative Curtis.
Good morning, Madam Chair and members.
And I'll move House File 17. I think it was sent to us. Wrong, oh, we don't?
Looks like
it. It looks like it was never supposed to be sent to us, possibly. What, Representative Curtis, you want to tell us?
Madam Chair, this deals with a reauthorization of a sanitary sewer district up in northern Minnesota. And I think it was sent to us to be better safe than sorry. There's a provision on page 12 on tax levies that I think during the process someone decided it should come to the tax committee. It will not affect anybody but the local community. And so I think this is probably an unnecessary stop, but happy to see you all.
I guess we're just waiting for a quorum, so. I was just asking if it could go in the public finance bill, too, but Mr. Michael thinks no. So
no,
we'll send it straight to the... Oh, it could?
It could.
We can pass it to the register, and then we can do it in the, put it in the public finance bill, too, if you'd like, because then you'd have a couple ways for it to travel.
All right. Well, we can continue talking about that.
Okay. Any discussion? Any public testimony for against House File 17? No one's interested in the Central Iron Range Sanitary Sewer District?
They are, but they all live up north.
How many people are we short now? Well, we might have to go hunt some people down. We can make a motion. Well, how about if we lay this over for... Till later when you're not here, we'll take it up when we have quorum and we'll send it to the general register.
I appreciate that, Madam Chair member.
Thank you, Representative. Okay, so let's see, we can't move anything, but we're going to take rest of the avenues bill. So if I understand it correctly, it's going to change some things, so it's really not a tax bill, and send that out.
That's correct. Madam Chair, if I could please move to the best I can, House File 2341 to be before the committee.
I think we can't. We don't have a
We plan. Can't do anything. Okay.
No, but we just want to hear what you want to do.
Okay. So here's the idea. And that is, members are receiving now the AO90584 amendment. Coming around, it's a delete all amendment. It means it is no longer a tax bill. It was a tax bill when House File 2341 directed MHFA to sell mortgage revenue bonds to finance a tax credit advance loan program to assist first-time home buyers in monetizing the federal $8,000 first-time home buyer tax credit. We're deleting that provision, and instead, while establishing a tax credit advance loan program, it will be funded by unspecified funds available in the Realtors Recovery Fund and the Contractors Recovery Fund, which means, most importantly, that no risk will be experienced by Minnesota taxpayers. Instead, the risk will be carried by the different members of the housing industry who pay into those funds when they renew their licenses. The motion will be to move it to finance for further consideration at that time.
Questions from committee members? Representative Pulver.
Chair, before it gets out of finance, I would think on page 2, lines 17 and 21, you're going to have to fill in some kind of a blank there.
Madam Chair, Representative Silver, understood. We're still trying to figure out what would be the appropriate prudent amounts to transfer from the funds. The way it is set up is we establish a new fund that MHFA administers, transfer funds from the Realtors and the Contractors funds into this new fund, and then create the loans with the promissory note requiring the borrowers to repay the loans by June 15 of next year using the tax credit they'll receive from the federal government so that the transfers in and out all occur within the same fiscal year for the state.
Okay, we're going to pause momentarily now. I'm going to move House File 17 that we already heard now that we have a quorum. Discussion. All is in to the general register. Discussion. All. On House File 17, that's some reason? No. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say nay. Motion carries. And House File 17 is sent to the general register. Representative Dabney now moves House File 2341. And Representative Dabney moves the author's amendment, the A09-05A4, to get it in the order he would like it. Discussion to the amendment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say nay. Motion carries. Amendment is adopted. Representative Eastland.
Thanks, Madam Chair. I guess Representative Dabney appreciates the changes. What is the position of the contractors groups and the realtors groups on using these funds? And then and the second part of the question is, once the program is over, are those funds returned to the funds they originally came from?
Madam Chair, Representative Eastland, I've been working closely with the agency, representatives of the contractors and realtors, in creating this proposal. In fact, it was the Builders Association that first brought me this proposal, and you captured the idea exactly. The idea is that we would transfer funds out of those two accounts into this new fund, create the loans. When the loans are paid back, then if you look on page 3, starting on page 2, line 25, and continuing, is the process for replenishing those two funds from the repayment of the loans.
I appreciate the different way that it's structured. I still think it has some issues about pushing people into homes that too quickly, that maybe the economics of the real situation may prevent them from getting into a home that they can't afford. But I think this is a much, much better approach. I appreciate that.
Madam Chair, if I can respond briefly. Two things, Representative Eastman. You'll notice on page 1, lines 24 and 25, the borrower needs to qualify for a 30-year fixed-rate loan. And just to provide you with some greater assurance, MHFA borrowers who are low and moderate income Minnesotans have a lower foreclosure rate than do prime borrowers in the general population.
Representative Reinert and Downey.
Representative Chair. Representative Dabney, we had a conversation about trying to nail down what the funds could be used for on the front end, and I've been scanning, looking for the language, and I'm not seeing if you could just point me in the right direction.
Madam Chair, Representative Reinert, you're right, and that's an oversight, and I apologize. The agreement amongst the advocates and myself is to limit the use of these funds for down payment and closing costs. If folks want to use them for furniture and paint, they can not take out this loan, and they can just use the tax credit when they get it back at a later point. So oversight on our part, and I apologize for that.
Madam Chair, Representative, so you'll delineate that maybe at your next stop?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Representative Downey and Mallory.
Yes, Madam Chair. Question, Representative Dabney, in the original source bill, it talks about having to repay the loan over a 10-year period if they don't utilize their tax credit kind of immediately to repay it. Is that still a provision in the DE amendment? I didn't see it.
Madam Chair, Representative Downey, the intent at this time is that they would have to repay it by June 15th. I believe it's the way it's drafted, June 15th of the following year, which for borrowers this year would mean June 15th of 2010. I think it's left, it's drafted without specific years mentioned in case the federal government chooses to extend the program and the state legislature chooses to extend the program. But the requirement would be June 15th of the following year.
Madam Chair, if I could. And then, so if they don't meet that, does it kick into this 10-year repayment period with interest, or they don't have to repay it if they don't meet that June 15th deadline?
If you see on, I'm trying to find it now, there is language, that comfort language, allowing the state to use revenue recapture to secure repayment of the loan if that's needed.
Thank you. I'm sorry, could you?
Madam Chair, Representative Downey, page 2, line 4.
Yeah. And Madam Chair, I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with 270A. Could you just briefly describe the Revenue Recapture Act or the provisions that they would be subject to?
If you would, please,
Mr. Michael, Revenue Recapture.
Madam Chair, Representative Donnie, revenue recapture is the program that allows the state to intercept tax refunds, whether that's an income tax refund, property tax refund, or other tax refunds that would go to the taxpayer and apply it either against taxes due or other state debts. So essentially what this means is if the borrower does not repay on June 15th, the agency could submit, I think as they can with all debts, to have it recaptured. Obviously most taxpayers would not have a, you know, a $6,000 refund coming from the state, so that would not be sufficient. But I think unlike the previous proposal, this would not allow this to automatically roll over into a longer term loan. It's basically due on June 15th and they're obligated to repay it at that point.
Madam Chair.
Representative
Downey. Two other points, Representative Downey. One is that taxpayers can, under this federal program, can actually refile their 2008 taxes and claim the tax credit this year and not wait until they file their 2009 taxes next year. State of Missouri, which has turned out to be a bit of a poster child for this sort of program, there are 9 other states doing similar programs, has actually found that 20% of the loans that they've issued have already been repaid.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just register the same concerns that Representative Eastland did, that we're creating this shell game, and now all of a sudden you've got people who will take this credit and apparently they could spend it however they want. They'll spend it, they'll not pay it on June 15th, they won't have any income taxes for recovery. I just see this as a really bad incentive to get people to buy into homes before they should, and with market conditions the way they are, I'll be on the record as opposed to it, and I'd ask for a roll call on the bill, please.
Representative Downey requests a roll call, and we've got Mulry, Fulbert, Anderson, Eastland.
Madam Chair.
Representative
Downey, do keep in mind that the state would have a lien on the property, and so the loan would be satisfied at the time that the property was sold or transferred.
And Chair, thank you.
Representative Downey.
I mean, I just want us to play out in our mind what we're talking about here. So now the state of Minnesota is in the home mortgage business, and we're providing home mortgage, first-time home buyer, home mortgage incentives to people who are at, what, 115% of state and area median income, and now we're going to be in the business as a state of holding liens on mortgages and taking foreclosed properties. I just can't imagine if the state of Minnesota would participate. And if a mortgage company came to this committee or Commerce and said, this is the kind of product that we want to offer in the market, I think we'd all question their, maybe not their sanity, but their business model, and that the state of Minnesota would choose to get engaged in this. I just find beyond the pale, given what we've seen over the last 18 months in the housing market.
Madam Chair.
Representative Downey.
Representative Downey, I would remind you that the state of Minnesota is already in the mortgage market, deeply, heavily, and has been for a long time. I'd also remind you that the way this is structured, the taxpayers in Minnesota do not carry the risk. As currently proposed, it's the realtors of the state and the home builders of the state who carry the risk.
Representative Mulry, Fulbert, Anderson, and Eastland, Tilbury. Representative Mulry.
First of all, Representative Donald, we've been doing this for many decades. In fact, I remember in the 70s they were even doing, MHFA was giving full mortgages, including the down payment. So, it's not exactly something new. I did have a question on. What is there anybody from the department, not in the HFA, but as to what the balance in those funds is? And I can't remember if there can be an assessment if we run down the funds and have recovery award. What is there anybody who can answer that?
Madam Chair.
Representative
Madam Chair, Representative Mulry, the Current balance in the contractor's fund is $2.667 million. The current balance, and this is according to nonpartisan fiscal staff in the House, the balance in the realtor's fund is $1.135 million. The realtors re-up their licenses every 2 years, so half of them do it each year. At least back of the envelope projection, they do it in the summertime, the back of the envelope projection will be that fund will receive another $300,000 midsummer. And my understanding in both funds, if there is a deficiency in the funds, that deficiency is taken care of by an additional assessment on license holders, which is why I have stated that the risk here is not carried by the taxpayers in Minnesota, but instead is carried by the industries involved.
Mr. Maury?
I see something about this refunded in 10 years. Is the mortgage 10 years? Or what? Why is it fixed? The 10 years on mine is 3.9. I know at one point you had the mortgage that was due at max. In 10 years, I can't speak for it. It sounds like the mortgage is due on the date of the note being due, but I just wondered about where the person is.
Mm-hmm. Representative
Danny? Madam Chair, Representative Mullery is referring to the text starting on 3.7 and going to 3.11. That the 10 years there is for the repayment of the contractor's fund and the realtor's fund in the event that some of these second mortgages are not repaid in a timely fashion. It sets a broad catchment period for any further funds to be transferred back to the funds to make the funds whole. That would be if the state needed to exercise the lien that they would hold on the house.
Okay, I'm just going to pause for a second. Is there public testimony for or against this bill? No? Okay, we're going to adjourn in 5 minutes. If we can't finish, we're going to come back after session. Representative Fulbert.
Mine will be very quick. Under 2.5, Mike, maybe staff can help under the Recovery Act of 270. If someone, if they had participated in this program and then had failed on the repayment of time schedule, but also had, let's say, back child support or something mm-hmm. else already involved in it, does this take precedent of what happens in that? Or is it everything in the pot with the recovery?
Michael?
And that may be, you know, something that is not necessarily going to happen, but just a question on that.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Solberg, I'm doing this by memory, and so I'm not absolutely sure about the priorities. I know that the absolute first priority is for the state to recover tax liabilities for that, and then I believe child support's before that, and this would come, you know, below that. So I think it would, you know, come after state tax debts. I know that, and after child support, and then there are a number of other priorities, and I'm not sure where it would fit. This doesn't specify where it's. I think it would just be treated like a state agency debt.
Okay. Then one real quick follow-up. The 30-year fixed loan has to be evaluated by a bank. Is that correct? I mean, to get this to start with, you need to have some kind of a financial institution willing to give you a loan to be able to pay it in the 30 years.
Madam Chair, Representative Solberg, that's correct. The state has an extensive... The agency has an extensive list of lenders that it uses across the state.
Very good.
Representative Anderson.
Representative Davin, can you tell me, what's the estimate of how many loans are going to be
Some what I can tell you, Madam Chair, Representative Anderson, is the state of Missouri has had this program in place since January 1, which is when the federal government established this tax credit program. In that time, they have closed 100 loans. They have 300 more in the pipeline. They are a slightly larger state, we believe, in population. This federal tax credit expires November 30th. You have to close by that time. So we're assuming that we would have roughly 400 to 500 potential based on the Missouri experience and based on the time from when this would go into effect to November 30th.
Councilman Anderson?
Madam Chair, Representative Davin, you had mentioned earlier that we would have a lien. If somebody failed to pay, we would put a lien on there. Where do we come in as far as the priority order of getting money back? Because the bank is going to be part of that too, and any other creditors and that are out there for that individual to do default on the home there and default on anything. So where do we come at as far as getting our money back?
Madam Chair, Representative Anderson, you're testing my knowledge base, but it would be a second mortgage, it would be a second lien on the home. I'm assuming, and there are lawyers in the room, Representative Mullery, for instance, that we would be second to the bank in terms of that the first mortgage would be satisfied first and the second mortgage would be satisfied second, and Representative Mullery is nodding.
And then, Madam Chair, Representative Dabney, did you get an answer to my question from the last committee that are we prohibiting them from taking out home improvement loan later on? You know, say they're 5 years into it or something to that. Now, maybe I'm not understanding it, but if they were to take out a home improvement loan before they pay back to the state, do we have anything that protects against that, or am I...
Madam Chair,
Representative Dabney, numbers we're going to adjourn in a minute. And if we don't finish, we're coming back. Representative Dabney.
In order to qualify for home equity loan, they would have to meet the bank's criteria. And I think the bank would take a serious look at a loan that had not been repaid.
Representative Anderson?
Sure.
Representative Tilbury?
My question was answered. Thank you.
And call for the roll. On the Downey roll call request. And I need to amend the motion. It's to go to finance. I don't think I said that. So this is for House File 2341 as amended to finance. Call for the roll.
Anderson?
No.
Broad?
No.
Carlson?
Aye.
David? Dabney?
Aye.
Demmer? Jill? Dietrich? Downey?
No.
Eastland?
Aye.
Gardner?
Aye.
Garofalo? Bergstrom? Coonan?
Aye.
Cole? Lanning? Lesh? Liebling?
Aye.
Lossler? Boone? Marquardt?
Yes.
Mullery? Murphy? Reinert?
Yes.
Rukavina? Rude?
Yes.
Solberg?
Yes.
Tilbury?
Yes.
Zellers? David? Franceschi?
Yes.
David? Demmer? Bill? Dietrich? Garofalo? Hillstrom? Cole? Lanning? Lesh? Loeffler? Murphy? Rukavina? Zellers?
While we're waiting for the total, I'll tell members that we have to rush to the floor. We are meeting tomorrow, and we're probably going to have to meet close to 4 and half the session tomorrow to get through the bills. On a vote of 13 to 4, the bill passes with intent to finance.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, members.
Motion for minutes.
Yes, please.
I would move the minutes of April 29th.
Thank you. Representative Goldberg moves the minutes of the 29th. Discussion of the minutes. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say nay. Motion carries. The minutes are adopted. We are adjourned. Thank you.